Well, there was lots of times where we bent, but we didn't break. We played a pretty good game. We created some good opportunities. Dave came back, looked like he didn't miss a beat. Some poor decisions that we'll have to clean up. Obviously, we took too many penalties tonight, and that will be addressed, and it won't be happening anymore. And it almost hurt us tonight, but you know what? Our group picked up our teammates tonight, and that was a good sign. We talked about it, and we just can't continue to give them a minute and the other, what is that, like 20 minutes on the par? Well, I don't know. It was just too many minutes shorthanded. So
it's older guys, too. It's not the young.
Yeah, that's it. Guys that you would hope would know better. And, we got to get that cleaned up moving forward.
How important was the balance scoring?
Well, it's been huge. We've got great support from our, if you want to call it our supporting cast through the first two games. And then tonight, again, it was a variety of guys. And that's what you need at this time of year for sure.
What does it do to the group to see Sender come back and be as strong as he's been such a big part of what you've done all year?
Yeah, it's more just happy for Dave. I think everyone's just happy that he was able to come back and get back in the series here because he's been such a big part of our team. So I don't think anyone ever questioned what his ability was going to be. And there could have easily been some rust, but I know he's worked extremely hard here in the last probably a week preparing himself to get back in the net. And Paul did a good job with them, and Bernie, our athletic trainer, and it was a combination of a lot of things to get him ready, and most importantly, he prepared himself.
Was there any thought of giving Miner one more game just to get another practice under his belt tomorrow?
No. Once Dave was healthy and clear to go, he's our guy.
Did you see the Magic Barbera's costume?
Yeah, it was a penalty. There's no question. We got to have more. We got to make a better decision there. And in his defense, emotion sometimes gets the better. He's a young man, and he'll learn from it. But was it a penalty? Yeah. Was it a five? I'd have to watch it on TV, or on video, but definitely a penalty.
What did you learn from game two that you applied in game three?
Well, I think we just wanted to keep. We wanted to play the same way we did in the third in Victoria. We played extremely well in that game, and we got a lot of pucks and traffic to the net. We won races, and for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job of that 5-on-5. We just killed too many penalties. So if there was anything we took forward, was just trying to be able to maintain that intensity and that pace to our game. You got to enjoy the steps along the way. So, I said you got to enjoy this for an hour, and then it's about preparation for game four. And it's about, getting the food in you, getting the proper rest. But I believe you got to enjoy the steps along the way, and they earned that tonight. And, we won our second game, and we know there's more work to do.
Lots of sort of post-whistle scrums and tussles. That's something you look to address and maybe cut out?
Yeah, we just can't take the extra penalty. I think your hands have to be down, and it's that time of year where emotions are high. You gotta get your nose in there. You can't back down. You gotta toe the line and but not cross it. And tonight, a couple times we crossed it and we got penalized.